I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. This is the Eavesdrop Podcast. The gang is back. My name is Fran. We have Jelly, Jude Rocha, and Delamar. I've always wondered why the guys always had a last name. It's Jude Rocha. And we were just Francesca, Delamar, Jelly. Wonder. Anyway, what a way to start the show. What a question. Okay.
I know the answer.
Why? What's the answer?
Well, because it was like the names of the males were patterned after, I think, Kiss FM here in the United States, where you would have the name of the DJ would have like a Spanish last name and then whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
And then because that's their persona. But as a newscaster, you were operating from truth and information. So you don't have a screen name. You have your real name because you're dealing with facts of life. So you can't, that's how it
really? Is. Really? So substantial. Mm-hmm. It was a good reason why.
Yes. It's just that people don't really think about those things.
Okay, cool. All right.
Well, here Mexican, we are. Mexican.
It's Rocha.
Last name, so.
Ayan, pala, Mexican, yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Anywho.
Anywho, speaking of, okay, guys, if you don't know, we're talking about our radio names, which we still use till today because it's our names. I went back to Strata 2000 and
whoa.
Going into
how
Ortigas is a little weird. It was a nice homecoming. Like, I remember the canteen that was downstairs of Strata 2000 where we'd get our snacks and our food is on the other side of the building. It's still there, but like, you know, a different placement. The elevators are the same.
It was confusing elevators for many people.
Yes, because there was a person who didn't know how to get up to whatever floor he needed to go. Kasi walang sign. There's no instructional sign. Bahala ka na. So the building looked the same. I wasn't able to go up to the 17th floor because nobody was there. I asked. It was a no office day for the guys at the station, but I did get to see Rico Robles, which was very nice. I waited for him in the driveway because he's like, I'll be there in like 2 minutes. I said, okay, I'll wait for you, which was very nice also. A lot of construction, scaffolding in front of the building. Remember, we used to be able to park in that open parking lot in front of Strata 2000. There's a building now there. or I don't know, has there been for a while? But anyway, it's yeah, yeah. So there,
it's not what you remember.
Huh? Oh, you were dropped off.
Where do you park?
I was dropped off.
You were dropped off.
Uh-oh.
Dati, nagproblema ka ng parking.
Oh my goodness, where am I gonna
dati
park?
Dati din, no? Uh-oh. Iba talaga, iba na talaga.
Times have changed, thank God.
Hindi na pinoproblema yung ano, yung orasan.
I remember. San ako mapapark? I'm gonna be late, Jude, you know? Cause I can't have, I'm in line for parking.
Puno na yung sa Park Chateau.
Oo, Park Chateau, yun yung Park Chateau. Yun. And then all of a sudden it got so expensive to park inside Ortigas, you know, and we'd be there for hours. Pero Jude never had that problem kasi may parking space yan eh.
Oo, pinamanan niya sa akin.
Oo.
Basement parking.
Basement parking.
Uh-huh. I remember. Ako wala akong problema sa parking.
Oo, kasi gabi.
Kasi commuting girl. Hindi, commuting girl ako eh.
Really?
Well, in the beginning, I was always commuting.
When did you start driving? Later on?
When you were hosting them? Later on.
Okay.
Yung masyado na maraming hosting.
No, even while I was hosting, I was commuting. Like when I look at the people now waiting for their grab, I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys have no idea how difficult it was before, especially during rush hour. You have to wait for a taxi or, and I had all these things with me. People have it easy nowadays and I hope they appreciate that.
Right?
Parang hindi, kasi pahirapan pa rin eh.
Hindi kasi iba mahal ng ano ngayon.
Mahal.
Ng rides.
what's the pag rush hour? Mas mahal?
Peak rates?
Something.
Oh yes, if you have to book for Grab.
Kaya yung technique ngayon, hindi ba magmomotor ka na lang?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, marami.
Or bicycle. Or electric bicycle.
Or you hire the, ano?
Oh, the Angkas.
The
Angkas Joyride.
Joyride.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Mm-hmm.
Marami na.
I saw illegal ones still operating.
Oh, meron marami sa BGC.
And
there's so
if they see you standing, they'll just approach and ask you.
Nagulat ako. They were so aggressive. Yes, I got scared. I was like, why are you approaching me? I was like, I think...
What do they say?
Uptown Mall, Miss, Mom. I know, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? Get away!
Sabi niya, Miss, Mom, the ride.
The ride. Well, if they said it that way, maybe. Oh. Maybe.
Si Jude pala.
Sabi niya, let's roll.
And he opens the visor of his helmet. That's Jude!
Uy, nangyari na yun, ha? Nakita ko si Monica. Remember this, Monica? Along Katipunan.
Uh-huh.
Sabi ko, kilala ko tong nakaabang sa kalye. Ang araw-araw, ang puti-puti, nakakasilaw. Naka-shades na ako nun, nasilaw pa ako. Ha?
Did you give me a ride?
I gave... Alam ka namang hindi.
No, he totally ignored you. He just waved.
He waved and said bye.
See you later.
Ito yung Radio 1 na makulit.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, those commuting horror stories. Oh, I had so many. Taxi horror stories. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Oh. Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Me too.
Right?
Oh, I just have to say... Whatever has been watching over me, angels, spirits, ancestors, whatever, they were working overtime during those times that I was still commuting because I would often sleep in the taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's headed to work or heading back from work, I was always asleep. So thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Wala talaga. As in, they've been watching over me. But here's a tip. I was actually thinking about asking if you guys had life hacks or hacks for everyday living in Manila or in
That's
Utah.
That's a nice topic.
But I was just thinking about this earlier because I learned of a hack shared to me by one of the Lala Move writers. Okay. If you're having difficulty booking delivery, book it to pay cash.
Oh, why?
Instead of paying through the wallet, the app wallet, book it by paying cash because they would always accept. They don't turn down if it's cash. If it's through the app wallet, mm-hmm. they're more likely going to wait until you add a tip, or they just won't accept it because they prefer cash.
Oh,
according to the writer, it takes a couple about 3 days before they can get the money. Yeah.
Okay.
So they really prefer the money on hand.
Fair enough.
So if you're having difficulty, which is something I went through in during the Christmas season, and was sending packages to clients and stuff. Mm-hmm. The writer said, "Ma'am, kung nahihirapan kayo, gawin yung cash."
Interesting.
Tatanggapin yan kasi lahat ng riders gusto cash. Okay. So that's a tip for you.
Understood na ano yun, may tip yun. Yung tip, dapat may tip.
Alright.
Kasi tip cash, kasi, diba? May dagdag na yun.
Pero hindi, pag cash, kahit walang tip, okay lang sa kanila. Basta
because
pera
they get
na.
It. Yeah.
They get it right away.
Mas gusto nila yung hawak na nila yung pera rather than kahit may tip nga but they have to wait like 3 days before they get the money. So yun, that's a little tip for you guys.
That's a good one. Oh, life hacks for everyday living in Metro Manila. Oh my god, mahirap yan.
That's the real question.
Malaking tulong yung mobile wallets these days. Yeah. And Monica, for instance, running a business, you have to allow that for people to pay, right?
Yes, yes.
Almost as soon as it's offered.
It's a QR code. There's a QR code. There's a universal QR code that we can use that's for all banks. Though very scary, I had to do some transactions like Friday. It was Friday morning. And I did a transaction on, let's say, okay, same bank, okay. Excuse me. I don't know. God, it's so phlegmy. Same bank. One was a corporate account and then one was my personal account. So I did a transaction and then it like was, usually it's like, oh, your transaction was successful. And this one came out online processing. I said, uh-oh. And then my personal account, same. I had to do something because I was paying a bill, right? So I had to transfer my money to another place. Same thing. Parang na-debit sa account ko. But the receiver, dapat, the intended receiver, didn't get it. I was like, oh, no. So my money was in limbo. Pero it was debited from both accounts, okay? And I was thinking, it was okay because I was just transferring money within my internal...
The network.
My internal network because it was to pay a Globe bill or something, right? But like I was like, what happens to if this money was important? Like it was going to be paid to somebody or to receive something immediately and then they didn't get it, but it was debited from your account. And I was like, oh my God, that's such a hard situation to be in because it took 2 days for it to be reversed.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Then you're lucky it got reversed. I've had experiences
without
where
having to file.
Well, we have to file, right? Yeah.
Oh,
if you want it back.
No.
It was one of those
that's hard too.
You know, Shopee, PayMaya. Nawala na, hindi na bumalik. More than a couple of months already. Because when you read the fine print, even on Amazon, they return you cents if you order.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter, but if it's maybe a few hundred, those things add up.
Yeah.
And it's not just you who's probably experiencing that. There's some glitch.
Yeah, it was
in
a glitch.
Their system.
And it's not in your wallet.
It returned. Are you talking about me or Jude?
No, for Jude.
For Jude.
Hindi na bumalik
Hassle.
So hassle yon. Kasi kahit pa paano gusto mo merong fallback. Meron naman. You have to file.
Oh, but it'll take a while. That's
pero yun, hassle din.
Hassle din. Yeah.
So
na doble yung gastos.
Oh gosh.
Mga ganon.
That's owie.
Pero mga 200 plus. Pero for me, parang ay ano pa rin. Diba? Buti na lang hindi malaking amount. In Monica's case, more often. Or yun nga, isipin mo na lang masisira ba araw ko dito na ano na.
It could have easily. You know, what if that was the only money I had left in my account?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mahirap.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. Well, those are the dangers of like that digital wallet, online banking. But then again, they have increased the ease of transactions, right?
Right.
That's how it is in modern Metro Manila, big city, and for in large parts Philippine settings. Kasi ano na eh, naging ano na ba verb ang Gcash mo na.
Yeah, like Venmo me in the States, right? Venmo me now. Gcash me.
Venmo.
My Gcash. I do it for tips, actually, if I'm gonna, if I get my nails done or whatever, because I don't have cash anymore, usually in my wallet. I'm like, Mom, me Gcash ka. Yes. Okay, let's go.
Na tip, di ba?
Oh, for tip. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Ako yung sa magtataho. Wala raw siyang panukli.
Pero may Gcash siya.
Meron siya.
Which is great, you know. Though, I'm going to give you another drawback. Okay, so it's great, right? It eases us up. But have you ever, Jew, Jelly, I don't know if Venmo does it or whatever in the States, but I get, and my employees also get, texts from these online digital wallets saying, oh, do you want to take out a loan for 25,000 pesos?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you are not used to taking loans or know what that entails, you will go into debt. Like I have some employees who have, you know, because it's coming from accredited or a reliable platform. They'll be like, yeah, okay, sige, 25,000. Oh, diba? And then now they're in debt. Yeah. So that is very scary.
It's too easy sometimes.
Yes, they make it too easy.
Kasi sabihin, ano, parang pre-approved ka na. Hindi na kailangan ng additional papers. Mm-hmm. Wala ng collateral. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Click, 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 whatever. Mm-mm. Ay, nako. Ayun na. So I've had many multiples HR stories about that come my way. So-and-so is in debt kasi ganito. The bank offered them or the Gcash offered. The other...
Mobile wallet. Digital bank.
Digital bank.
Hindi, okay lang yun. Ano yan? Kaya nga malaki na yung mga dati, libre lang mag-transfer, di ba? Bank to payment. Now, they're charging for that.
10 pesos.
For all transactions. If they haven't already, they will in time, in start of summer for sure, because that's the wave of the future. That's why, you know, BPI bought Robinson's Bank, for example. And ganon.
Oh my gosh.
In fairness then to the digital banking apps, they have an addition. There's an additional step before they send the money, di ba?
I know.
They will
30
ask
pesos.
You, are you sure? No.
Yeah.
Not
are you
that,
sure?
Not that. No, but that 30 pesos security, sure? That's for an entire... Matagal siya.
Ah,
like that insurance, it's not just for
one
that
time
transaction.
Lang yun?
Yeah, it's 30 pesos, but it's not just for that transaction.
Oh.
It's for like an entire month.
Okay.
I'll check.
Okay.
Pero mapang matagal siya.
Okay.
So if you're, and they would only offer that if it's a big amount that you're sending. Mm. Have you noticed?
Yes.
If it's
a
few hundreds, they're not going to offer the 30 pesos. Oh. But what I'm talking about is that there's an additional step before you can send the amount. They'll ask you, are you sure about the details of the person that you are sending this to?
Very true.
So at least may ganun. I like how they've even come up with, you know, how like you will generate the QR code.
Yeah.
Or
I like that too.
For example, for if like in my case, since I'm decluttering and then I'm selling a lot of my stuff to people, I don't have to send just my QR code. I can send a QR code specific to the amount that they're supposed to be sending me.
That's nice. Yes,
so,
I think I've used that.
Ang dami nilang ano. I was like, oh, ang ganda.
I like it. I personally have cards for all of the platforms. The two major ones.
Yeah.
Diba? You can get a digital card, an actual physical card.
Oo. Inaano na yun? Pinasikat ni Hart yun, diba?
Oo, si
Hart. Kasi she was in Paris.
Sino ba yung isa? Si Liza. Saberano. Who is...
Liza's for the other one naman.
I'm so proud of her. She's making waves in Hollywood.
So is Anadiba Lovey Poe.
Oh.
She's also...
Really?
She's in Alabama.
Yeah.
She's in Alabama
shooting a movie with Sean William Scott.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so cool. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Go, Pinay. Go. Do it.
Uh-oh. Oh, meron kang mistisa. And then
the beautiful Morena.
Yes. Wow. Uh-oh.
She's okay. like she's into like indie films. She has a lot of parang, you know.
Yeah.
Yung pang Sundance. Where I will be next year. You ready for me, Del?
I am so ready. I am so ready.
She's
for
been
you.
Waiting.
Wait, this is such a good question. I'm so stumped. I'm trying to think of a life hack for everyday living in Metro Manila. I feel that. Ano?
Ayan, meron na tayong a handful.
Hindi, pero that's all warnings.
In large part from our
warnings.
Chief Financial Officer, Jelly
si
Victor.
Si Jelly. Tama, tama. Our CFO. Yes.
Kaya naman po siya yung nag-handle ng kayamanan.
Sana nga maging kayamanan for eavesdrop.
Oh, we will translate that into ano.
Maging kayamanan siya.
Lots of money.
Ka-ching.
Okay. I'll share another one. Make sure you have for like the main malls, grocery stores, have the rewards card.
Ooh, yes.
And even for the most popular coffee shop that we have here, make sure you have the membership, the app on your phone. Mm-hmm. Because now I have two free drinks.
For real?
Apparently, nice. It's so easy to collect rewards.
Ay, pero galing that you keep coming back kasi.
No. But it's only because... It's only because I do want a mm-hmm. drink. But, you know, if at the end of getting those drinks, yeah. you have a free drink, why not? And it's a venti that they offer.
Nice.
It's not even like a small one. They really offer a dun venti, sub oat milk.
Sa 20-20 na kape.
Alin nyo kay Ann Curtis ba to?
Oy, nako. We were just talking about that. Yeah, that was... As soon as I got back here, I was wondering what the hell Ann Curtis was... trying to sell me some coffee.
Na-try mo na?
Na-try ko na. Ano ko? Gusto ko.
Which
feeling, that's now feeling, Alin, ano yung ko. Kape o yung kape o si
Anne? Feeling Anne ako, belated ano, happy birthday pala.
Happy birthday, Anne! Sorry, hindi makauwi si Del.
Ano, gusto ko rin mag-twirl ng habang nagkakape. Tsaka mapapakanta ka.
Oh man, that
si Monica ang galing kaya gumawa ng kape.
I made Del
She made coffee.
Coffee
for me. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, sarap. Sarap.
Yes. Eh maganda yung makina niya eh, di ba?
I know. Yeah.
Marami siyang magandang makina sa bahay, Jude.
Uh-uh.
Oh, wait, can I just share something about Monica while Del was at her house that
Classified
time that
bayan.
She was hindi. I wanted to share this last time when we were talking about Del's experience with the Vipassana, but we ran out of time, so I wasn't able to share it. So seeing it ko lang ngayon before I forget. I got to see how much of a mom and how good a friend Monica is in taking care of the people who needs taking care of. Like talaga, I saw a completely different side to her taking care of Del. Na parang, oh, Del, you're gonna need water. Do you have a water bottle? Wala. Oh, Al, where's your water bottle? We'll lend it to Del. Ano pa yung kailangan mo? Parang talagang, I was seeing a mom sending her child off to college. Ganon.
That's so weird. Wait. So,
tapos yung tatay yung naghatid. Ganon. Si Al yung tatay.
Tapos ako yung nagsundo.
Oo, ikaw yung sumundo. Tapos you're just making sure everything she needs for college she has with her. I was like, wow. Ibang-iba na si Monica. Wait, you take care of us with drinks.
For real?
With alcohol. You make sure. But this time it's like, wow, super alaga.
I have a question.
I've seen like, that side of Monica from Jade when she was a wee bit.
A wee little lad.
Na hindi mo makikita kasi nga, hindi naman niya tinatago. But it's always, you know, when the situation changes, like when you open the mic, you're not the same person or just maybe a little bit. So
I'm not.
Except for you. So, diba, it's a switch that Mm. You know, you're on mom mode. And I think I saw that, especially when Jade was around or...
Yeah, that's why I was like, is this the outward persona that people see of me? Because as much as I thought, I always thought I was nurturing.
Depende.
Wait a minute. Sandali. Let's have definition of terms, okay? Sandali lang, okay? Ano ba yung nurturing? Yung tumataas yung kilay na gano'n? Yung mga sinasayda yung gano'n?
Kasama din yun.
Ganun. Grabe.
Kasama din yun. But, okay. It's very super interesting. I mean, thank you for noticing that and pointing it out because I always thought that it was part of me, but I think it's more enhanced now.
Yeah. I think, you know, Christy said the exact same thing. Like whenever you would leave us, she'd like look at me with this look like, Monica's really taking care of you, huh? Like that. Just like that to the gallop. Hindi ko alam ha, but sa bagay din ba siya nakikinig ng podcast natin. Sige, pero feeling ko.
Trying to make an issue out of something that shouldn't be.
Hi, Christy.
She really doting on you. Sabi ko talaga. Siguro kasi mukha akong parang pwede akong pagsamantalahan ng mga tao kasi wala na siyang alam, di ba? Kasi Monica parang ako na bahala dito.
I think it's probably that I'm more capable of taking care of people more now, I think. That's why
even
it comes
your
out.
Tone of voice changes when you're taking care.
Thank you. Please tell Sir Al.
Okay, I'll make sure. I'll make sure this message gets to him.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember when we were coming back from, was it Quezon? Where did we go the first time we went on that beach trip?
The road trip?
Yeah.
Zambales.
With Leo.
Zambales.
Okay.
Zambales.
When we were headed back, tapos, diba, Christy and I were still very sleepy. Even your tone of voice was super maalaga. Ano parang, are you okay? you're gonna be okay. We're gonna take care of you. Is it ganon? Like parang, is this...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Monica, am I dreaming this?
Oh my god, that's so funny.
It's just nice to see this side of her.
Thank you. Okay.
Kaya nga siya nagkakaroon ng mga recurring dreams eh, di ba? Na siyang in charge.
Oo.
And then the road gets really crazy. Alam mo, that's the part of you, that's the mama bear.
Oh my god.
Ba't ka tumatawa dyan, Jude, ha? Totoo naman eh.
Oo nga, totoo. Yun na nga.
He's seen it.
Seen it and well aware, but ang napuna ko lang is sometimes we just really hold on to what we thought a version of a person is.
Right.
even after, you know, they've changed, not really so much, but they've revealed themselves a bit more than they used to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's always been there, I think. Yeah, siguro, hindi ka lang...
Hindi lang ako recipient.
Oh, yun, not maybe worthy or not...
No, worthy. In the past. Walang opportunity to showcase
si June
my
ang
caring.
June ang mean mo, ha? As in, talaga, he's lightly, like so smoothly, he let that slide in there.
Hindi kasi, ang issue naman ni Jelly laging lumalabas eh, di ba, ano lang, di naman ako, ano, I'm the youngest, ganun.
Wala nang ganun, Jude.
Dapat wala na.
Jude, may nagkaroon na ng character development on my end. Hindi na ako yung ano, pa-victim na bunso. Lumalaban na ako.
Oh,
nanlalaban na siya.
Kung hindi sa direktahan, dun sa misis dinadaan eh.
Oo.
Ano? Wait, what?
Jude, Jude get that. Paano ka naman isusurprise, Jude, kung hindi ko idadaan sa misis?
Kayo na lang kaya mag-usap. Tinatanong ni Jelly, kumusta na dyan sa Hong Kong? Malamig ba? Gusto kong sabihin, eh, tanong mo si sis. Kayo naman nagte-text eh.
Grabe.
So birthday mo lang yun, kau naman.
Oh my gosh.
So birthday pala and ano, nung, when I sent the stuff.
What stuff?
Ayan.
You sent right.
The dried
person and stuff. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ayan na nga. Okay. So, may mga hacks tayo. Ano
may
po ba?
Hacks.
Ito yung episode na...
Oh, how about, gosh, we had a question on Instagram asking for some recommendations, I think. I mean, maybe, like, what have you been watching or reading or doing?
That you or can... Instagram accounts that you're following, maybe, mm-mm, that just brings you joy.
Caudel. Have you been reading anything interesting lately?
Not really. I've been a little bit under the weather. I'm not really sick, but I just have had some stuff done. So I've been out of commission for a week. That's why I can't sit down.
You're standing up?
No. No, I'm like one cheek. I'm only sitting down on one cheek because...
What happened to the other cheek?
That's a clickbait.
I know, right?
Wait,
this is a BBL ba to? BBL,
it's
pero half lang muna.
A clickbait, a clickbait headline. Dell says, I've had stuff done. What? What did Dell do?
You know this and about this.
That's what it was.
Grabe naman ko, ito yung binayaran ko. I should get my money's worth. Wala. No, I just, I had a lump taken out. So.
I see. Oh, yes.
I can't sit. I mean, it's so crazy because the cut is about... I realized ang laki pala nung, it's like 10 stitches.
Whoa, that's big.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Where is this?
It's where your
rump meets the back of the thigh.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay. Hindi ka nga makakaupo.
So I've been having such a hard time because I drive everywhere and I have to pick up the kids and
I take back my BBL comment.
What's BBL?
It's a very famous surgical procedure now in other countries where they have that really, they get their rump shakers done.
So it's perky?
Perky.
Interesting.
Yeah, depending on what you use. Kasi gumagalaw yon. For some, huh?
Like Megan the Stallion type of rump shaking?
Like,
That? Nicki
rapper?
Minaj?
Who's that? Mga ganon.
Yeah.
Cardi B.
As in, yan.
Wild.
Pero gumagalaw yun pag bad yung gumawa. So you imagine. Anyway,
okay.
So suffice it to say that I can't sit down.
Oh,
and
so
it's, I know, it's, I've been, and then of course, you have to change the dressing, right? Yes. Twice a day. Mm-hmm. But it's at the back of your thigh. So yeah. How are you going to do it?
So who does that for you?
Me? Oh. Me? Are you kidding me? You, who does that?
You and
me.
The mirror.
Wait, when did you get this done, Del?
So, alam mo, okay, I will admit to it already. So I had it done February 8th, I think. So it was a Thursday.
Okay.
Okay. I had it. Now, she didn't expect for the lump to be so big.
Ah. Oh,
wow. Because when she last looked at it in December, uh-huh. It was manageable.
Right.
But then when they did the, I don't know how you say it, excision. Mm. How do you say that? Excising
the excision.
It? Excision. They had to cut it bigger because it was really so big.
Oh,
and so
gosh.
They got alarmed because it got so big within just a month.
Yes.
So sabi ko, bakit naman kasi of all the places, kung talagang fat cells lang yan, but hindi naman sa boobs? Diba? Sana nakadagdag man lang sa cup size ko.
Oh,
pero hindi siya pantay, Del, kasi sa isang side lang yun.
Hindi, hatiin nga eh. So,
wait,
anyway.
Did they run tests? Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm in the clear. Okay. 2 days later, yay. They told me, okay. Don't worry. Okay. Now, okay. But here's the thing. I had my colonoscopy done last Monday. So now, when you're prepping for a colonoscopy,
you're pulling.
The day before, it is like, I had no idea that your butt turns into a faucet.
Yeah, yeah. Like, everything out.
Like a spigot, right? But with a cut there, I can't really imagine.
Yes,
so
yes.
Imagine. So if you saw me in the bathroom, I'm like contorting myself like a pretzel. Like if I could, I almost had my leg up.
I mean, because it doesn't come into contact with the toilet seat.
Because wait, it only happened to Del. Oh my god.
Well, was the schedule like?
Yeah, but the colonoscopy
the
was really the first
life.
One.
I love it.
I know. I know, guys. Seriously, as in, I was telling my brother, na sabi ko, alam mo, honestly, I feel like, are you guys familiar with the story of Job in the Bible? See, Job.
What's the story?
So, Job is a character in the Bible. He's very loyal to God. Like, he really loves God and all that. But the devil sidled up one time to God and said, if he's really a faithful servant of yours, you know, kaya lang naman yan faithful sa'yo. Kasi you've been blessing him.
Mm-hmm.
So, what ensues is God, upon the prodding of the devil, sending Job many trials
tested,
and tribulations.
Yeah, mm.
Yeah, like all his of his resolve. Crops, his kids died, he lost his eyesight, he had boils. And to think this, he was a really faithful servant of God, but he had to suffer.
So sabi ko sa brother ko, feeling ko ako si Job.
Sabi nga, feeling ka masyado.
Wait, I have a question. What happened to Job at the end of this, all the trials and tribulations?
Well, he was found faithful and he found out, you know, God blessed him even more because he
even though he, everything else passed. Was taken away from him.
Yes, even though.
This is yes. Old Testament.
Old Testament.
So yun, iba yung God nga kasi pag
right.
Sa Old Testament.
You don't want to piss him off.
You don't.
Yes. He is a vengeful God.
Right.
Yes.
Whoa.
So this was what was playing, you know, on repeat in yes. my mind because alam mo yung, because I'm so banged up physically
yes.
and it's like yeah. I can't really do much. Can't take a shower. I'm so scared. Like I saw the wound and the way that she stitched it up. It's not like our wonderful OB-GYN, Monica.
Oh my.
This doctor made me like Frankenstein. That's
oh,
how I look at the back of my
it's a
sorry,
resorbable stitch that
hindi,
they use or it's the kind that
you have to take that out.
No. Yeah, so I'm going on the 22nd to have the sutures taken out, the stitches taken out.
Sana sinabi mo, make sure this one's not going to leave a bad scar. I'm a swimsuit model.
feeling, Belamar.
I have billboards, you know.
I have billboards in my swimsuit.
Gosh.
I can't
People
have this
fixate on
my leg. On
my underarm.
Yeah. Don't mess this up, Doc.
But I was just so incredibly like, I started to feel self-pity. Because it's different when it's physical.
Yes,
right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And you just feel so unglamorous and all the shit is coming out of you.
Oh my gosh.
And then, I know, and then I get to the colonoscopy thing. And for whatever reason, they all found me funny.
Aw.
Well, you are.
Because you are funny.
How, exactly.
No, not in that instance.
Well,
because is this your first colonoscopy? That was their question. Is this your first colonoscopy? Sabi ko, what? There's more than one? So the anesthesiologist was cracking up. Yes, dear. Yes, there will be many more. Anyway, it is. So I can't really say I've been having a ball, but I've started to laugh at my life. I can't help it. It's too much.
It's a lot, man. Okay, wait. Oh, your colonoscopy all good too? Okay.
They got something. Okay, they got something.
As long as they can that's catch fantastic. It and, you know.
Yeah. Thing. I feel like Ryan Reynolds. Di ba sabi niya? Kasi he had a colonoscopy and then he said, you know what? I'm healthy as can be, but they still found something. Ayan. So feeling ko, ay nako, this will be my mission. Get your colonoscopy!
Yes, you should.
Yeah, but it's just really crazy, the prepping of it.
Was it a good nap for you though? Did you get to sleep?
Oh my gosh, it is the most wonderful, wonderful sleep ever in your life.
Yes.
It's so deep.
It's so deep.
This is what Michael Jackson took to fall asleep. Propofol, yeah. This is the one. So the reason why they use propofol for these procedures is it's easily processed by the body. So the procedure was 30 minutes prepping, 30 minutes of the actual procedure, and then 30 minutes to recover. But when you have CS, you don't recover that short. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
And then you shake so much, right, as the anesthesia is wearing off.
I remember that.
Yeah, nobody tells you these things. So when you're in the dark and all wrapped up after surgery and nobody told you that you're supposed to be in a darkened room, all wrapped up, shivering, thinking you're dying. I mean, you're panicking because it's like, help me, I'm trapped. I wish they would say, no? Para alam natin yung what to look forward to and we're not like, you know, too scared.
Oh,
I don't know. Anyway.
Well, that's what the mom tribes are there for now. To let us in on what's really happening and what to expect.
Well, that's why I had a doula. That's my lawyer. That's my lawyer in the emergency room.
Yeah.
So anyway, now this is what Tyler's been doing. So he likes, let's just say he likes to pat my behind, right? I know, anytime I'm walking around the house, you know, this is a normal fare in our household. But he did it after the surgery. And it's like, I had not felt like I wanted to punch someone in the face in such a long time. Like that, dun pa, you know what I mean? It's,
yes. Bumuelo, pero,
did you hit him back? Dapat, you should have hit him back.
Bago pa mag-land, alam na niya. Sorry.
It's like, sorry, your face. Walang kwenta.
Oh my God. So, it's, I swear, can we just laugh at me now?
Uh-oh.
Oh, sige.
Yeah. Kasi grabe. Grabe lang.
Grabe. But, so,
ano
if you're
Del,
over 45.
Tail end na yan. Tail end na yan.
I don't know. Basta bahala na si Batman. Basta if you're over 45, please, if you have the resources, please get your colonoscopy. This is if they catch it early on, you have a better chance of surviving.
Yes.
So if you've got cancer of your like mother's side or father's side, you know, this is one of those things that at least is within your control, right?
Yeah. Also, it's like I did read an article where younger children are getting colon cancer because of, and they're like, oh, they don't know why, but I feel like it's because of all the processed foods that they're ingesting. So when I had mine, she's like, everything's okay, but you need more fiber. You need more, like, and drink more water. I'm like, but I drink water all the time. That's the only thing I drink, aside from wine. But she's like, you have to eat more fibrous food.
So pineapple, papaya,
leafy greens, you know,
kangkong,
to help the digestion. Ganon,
pomelo.
I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh, I miss pomelo. I really love. Oh, nakaka-miss pomelo.
Maganda yun for ano, bowel movement.
Papaya also. True. Papaya is the best. But sometimes papaya tastes like soap. And then I can't.
Baka yung sabon yung inaano mo, nagkamali ka.
Papaya, papaya, so hindi.
Kasi papaya.
Hoy, gumamit ako noon ha.
Sikreto sa ano, makinis na balat ni Monica.
I snack on it.
And the Kojic-san pala ako, Kojic-san.
There's some kasi when you eat it, I'm like, ay, this tastes like soap.
You should put calamansi.
Oh.
You should put, masarap siya with calamansi.
Okay.
You should, ano.
I'll try.
Oo, yung calamansi mo, meron pa ako eh. Oh.
Did you dry out the seeds? Are you gonna, I mean, I don't know, try.
No.
I mean, you won't try?
No.
No.
Next time, pag meron akong greenhouse, magpapagawa daw ako ng greenhouse. No.
No.
Anyway.
Okay. All right. Oh, hey, let us read some of the comments on our Spotify page. Okay. Because remember, we do ask questions. So the last one from Enter the Dragon, episode 215, we asked, Dug Dug Bawas time. What are the things you need less/more of these days? All right. Judah, are you going to help me or am I going to read them all?
Sige, I'll pull up.
Okay. Konti lang pala. Okay, Olga says, what are the things you need less or more of these days? Olga says, more family time, less workload. Maru says, less of borrowing grief from the future, more of being mindful and present. And sana more episodes for this month of February.
Gusto ko na siningit talaga.
Right?
Ito na.
Ito, okay. Aimee says, I need less screen time and then more of reading books. One book per month at least. Yeah, I need to read more books. I feel like my default is to get on my phone and scroll aimlessly. Oh my God. Aimee, I'm with you there. Let's try.
Mindless scrolling.
Yeah, I gotta just remember, just pick up the book. Read it. It's okay. Better. And I feel like I need to lead by example because I want my son to read more. Yeah, because he needs it.
Okay. Same thing from Dirty Bird. More episodes, please. Joselito, Esguera, less work, more me time.
Mm-hmm.
Wally, I need to care less about things I can't control. There's one lesson I learned, which is causing my anxiety, shaking things off for 2024. Good luck. Zyke, less talk, less overthinking, less people pleasing, and more self-care, more self-discipline, more action. And Mylene, I definitely need to believe in myself because after all the time, I'm doubting myself with everything.
There you go.
It starts with awareness.
I was going to say, yep. Good thing that you know, darling.
Meron pa from 214 and a bunch more.
214.
Ayan. What do you do? What do you do if you have self-doubt, though?
Oh, good question.
My friend is asking.
asking for a friend.
That's the term. Asking for a friend, okay? Okay, before you think anything. Self-doubt. Because I think, I don't know how you address that. You doubt yourself, so what do you do? Okay, I'll share something I learned in a recent class. This was actually taught to us to address anxiety. Now, somebody, I don't know if I can disclose, well, I'm not going to disclose her name, but somebody was asking me about anxiety through DMs. What our mentor was teaching us is when you're already feeling anxious, stop right where you are, and then use your other senses right there and then. You smell what's in the air right at that moment. If your nose is clogged and you can't smell anything, listen. So just listen to the environment. You're just utilizing your other senses. And then you ask yourself, am I safe? Right in this moment, am I safe? Then you start thinking of like, you realize that yes, you are safe. And then this is the one for, I feel would apply if you're doubting yourself. When you were in a similar situation before, how did it turn out? And then remind yourself, look how far you've come. Mm-hmm. I think that statement of look how far you've come, especially if you're constantly doubting yourself, to realize that you are where you are right now and you've overcome all of those other things that you doubted yourself on. Look how far you've come. I think just that reminder that you got through a lot of things, that you were able to achieve things for yourself, that you got things done. Look mm-hmm. how far you've come. Yeah. Nakangiti lang si Del.
Ayan, sinubukan ko na, Jelly.
And ano naman yung result, Jude?
Pumikit ako. Tapos.
Oh, pumikit ka. Inamoy mo. Anong naamoy mo, Jude?
Nangay ko, amoy pintura. Amoy pintura pa. Kailangan pang hanginan tong kwarto na to.
I think that would help.
Count your blessings.
Yes, count your blessings. Look how far you've come.
Your blessing.
You can do this.
Or you need someone to just push you.
Yes.
There are moments in life where you just get in your own way, and then somebody sees you like trying to hedge around a point, and then they just push you. Okay.
Yeah. Snap
that's
out
true.
Of it.
Done. That's true.
Snap out of it. Diba? It's like that.
Let you wallow for just a few minutes, and then, hoy, ano, okay na yan. Iniyak mo na yan. Tama na. Tayo na.
Yeah. I have that internal conversation with myself too. Like, all right. Sige. I'll let you do this. I'll let you wallow for a day. However... But then after that, okay, time to get up. Do it.
Nothing really changes, right? But you need that moment of feeling it. Because sometimes, have you guys followed this girl named Teal Swan?
Mm-mm.
Teal Swan Official. So, yeah. Anyway, sige yun.
No, sorry. Go. Keep going. After that.
I forgot what I was going to say. Sandali. Ano sabi niya?
Teal.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sometimes people get so positive and it's just another way for them to not accept what is.
Mm-mm.
So it's like being overly positive can mean you don't want to deal. You want to skip that moment where you feel at a loss. Because before there's true acceptance, there is a looking at things for what they are, right?
Yes.
If you can't look at it for what it is, the whatever that problem is, you can't accept it. Because you're not even saying it's there. So, bakit ko nga ba sinabi yon? Basta ganon. Napanik ako eh. Napanik ako
sa mga certain
ano. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway.
Sorry. Mali yung ano. I'm just testing you, Del.
I know. I'm a little injured.
Sorry.
Kasi di ako
she's a little.
She's sitting on really one like, butt cheek.
Literally off kilter. Off balance.
I know. I know. Masakit. Anyway, I hope you guys got something out of this episode.
Short and sweet. Ish. Under an hour. All right. There you go.
Under an hour.
But don't worry. We heard you, and we will have more episodes for February. Okay? And this is one of them. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll wrap it up here, but don't you worry. We'll have another interesting episode coming your way soon enough. Just count 1, 2, 3. This is the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name's Fran. That's Jelly. That's Jude. And that's Delamar. Signing off for now. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.